We went and saw Hamilton, and so I wanted to do a five-part series on this phenomenal Broadway show. It is a phenomenal show, and it is a phenom. It is something that everyone, in my experience, most people have heard, listened to, at least are very, very aware of. And the fans, such as myself, are just obsessed with it. There's so many layers to this show, and there is so much wonderful rhyming. That's what's amazing about it. As I shared with you before, I heard an author talking about the fact that he might as well give up writing after reading the lyrics to Hamilton, because he said there are no rhymes left. Miranda did them all. So Jeanette Cardoza says, hola. So today we're going to be continuing our jumpstart on Hamilton. And what I'm going to do is just pull some lyrics and talk with you about some things that I find really interesting in the show. If you haven't seen it, it's on Disney Plus right now. Like most musical theater, it's helpful if you listen to the songs a few times over and over. And I can tell my Amazon device, I won't say her name, simply to play the soundtrack, and it'll play it. So check it out. The songs are very, very catchy, very enjoyable. And the one that I really, really enjoy is the one that I'm going to talk about today. And I said in the synopsis of this that the one that I really enjoy currently, because I'm constantly having, oh, this is my favorite. Oh, that's my favorite. No, I really, really like that one. But this is one I want to talk about today. And there's a song in Hamilton called Wait For It, sung by Leslie Odom Jr. in the original cast. He plays Aaron Burr. Now, in the song, he is talking about the fact that he has had to wait for a lot of the good things in his life, and he is still waiting, and he's going to continue to wait. And we're actually going to do a jumpstart on that very concept in a couple of days. Anyway, he says something that is really, really powerful in my mind. He says that, here it is, I am inimitable. Inimitable. Not an easy word to say. Everybody say inimitable. Inimitable. Okay. Can you say inimitable? Sure. I know you could. By the way, Mr. Rogers never really said that. I am inimitable. I am an original. I'm not falling behind or running late. And if there's a reason I'm still alive when so many have died, then I'm willing to wait for it. I'm willing to wait for the reason. I'm willing to wait to find out. I am inimitable. I am an original. I am not falling behind or running late. Ah, those are words I need to constantly remind myself. Inimitable, by the way, I-N-I-M-I-T-A-B-L-E. Okay? Inimitable is an adjective. And it means so good as to be impossible to copy. I am so good that I am impossible to copy. Think about that about yourself. One of the really big challenges, especially if you have abandonment issues like I do, is this idea that you're replaceable, that your friends, your family, etc., would easily and could easily replace you. Now, that is a unhealthy thought pattern. It's a narrative that many people tell themselves, and it is not a good thing, because they tell themselves that basically they are disposable because there's nothing truly unique and special about them. And as we were talking about in a jumpstart yesterday, everything is a belief. And remember that a belief is simply something you have decided is true. Look it up, the word belief. I believe, which means I have decided this is true. That is why your beliefs can change, because over time you can decide new things are true and old things are no longer true. So a healthy belief to have is that you are so good as to be impossible to copy. Doesn't that feel good? I had you say, I am inimitable. Now say, I am so good that I'm impossible to copy. Good. We tend to not think of ourselves as good because we know our negative thoughts. We're human. We think there's something wrong with us. We're not. We're normal. It's called a negativity bias. We all have it. But we are all unique, and we are all so good that we can't be copied. Makes me think of the movie Multiplicity, which I've probably seen 25 times with Michael Keaton, where they make a copy of him, they clone him, and then later on they make a clone of the clone, and that copy is not quite as sharp, because when you make a copy of a copy, it's not quite as sharp. Anyone trying to be you is simply a copy of you and could never truly be you. And here's what's important about this concept. I am so good or unusual. I am so good as to be impossible to copy. If that is the case, why do we spend so much time copying other people? Why do we allow the decisions that, oh, everybody else is doing it, then I'm going to do it? You know, we all had the mother who said, well, if so-and-so was going to jump off of a building, et cetera, et cetera, would you? Given the choice, I forgot, I think it was Charles Duhigg in his book, The Power of Habit, said that given the opportunity to do anything, most people will do exactly what everybody else is doing. So consider the fact that you are inimitable. You are so good, you're impossible to copy, but perhaps maybe you are in some ways copying other people, that you are not being your genuine true self, and begin to close that gap. It's not an easy thing to do. We tend to conform with other people so that we will get our needs met, and they'll get their needs met. But when we are our unique selves, that is the one thing the world really needs, always. And remember, you're so good that you're impossible to copy. I've heard this many times, and I'm sure you have too, that the average male ejaculation from a man has billions of sperm. And so you already beat all the others, billions. You were a winner. You won the race before you were even born. So you already are amazing. Parents tend to want us to forget that sometimes. And certainly the school system will sometimes, and other people as well. Why? Because they're either jealous, or because if you're special and good, then that means they are too, and they simply don't want to put forth the effort. And so they denigrate your specialness. You are inimitable. You're an original. Leslie Odom Jr. sings as Aaron Burr. I am inimitable. I am an original. And then we go to the second part. I really love this for me. I'm not running behind. I'm not falling behind or running late. Let me say that again. I'm not falling behind or running late. I've got a couple of books that I keep here on my desk, and one of them is the official name is The Collector's Edition of Emerson, Ralph Waldo Emerson. As you can see, I've read it a few times. So anyway, I always make new notes as I go. But as I was hearing this quote, I'm not falling behind or running late. There's a quote, it's called the chapter quote, that begins Self-Reliance by Ralph Waldo Emerson. And it is actually a quote from the epilogue to Beaumont and Fletcher's Honest Man's Fortune. Okay, so here's the quote. Man is his own star, and the soul that can render an honest and a perfect man commands all light, all influence, all fate. Nothing to him falls early or too late. Our acts, our angels are, or good or ill, our fatal shadows that walk by us still. Nothing to him falls too early or too late. I have been writing, journaling. I came up with my first personal development product, and it was very successful. I was 28. It's called Your Apple a Day. It was a collection of motivational quotes inside of a little apple. I've got one sitting right over there. And I've been into that kind of thing for a very, very long time. And yet I have always been afraid that I was back then when I was in my 20s and I was trying to do this and I was contacting grown-ups, I felt like I was too young. Now that I'm 60, there are still so many things I want to do. And my ego often tells me I'm too old. I'm not too old, I'm refined. I get to keep everything that I have done previously, everything well, everything poorly. I get to have all of that experience to help me make new choices. I'm not falling behind or running late. Take that in for a second. That was something that really stressed me for many, many years. And I realized, because my mom told me she suffered from the same thing, this feeling of I'm running behind and whatever I'm doing, I should be doing something else. I'm running behind and whatever I'm doing, I should be doing something else. One of the most healthy beliefs, and that's why I brought up that definition for you again, something you decide is true, is that you are now in the right place at the right time. You're not too young. You're not too old. If whatever it is important to you, then now is the time. You didn't miss the chance. Well, unless you want to be a, you know, center for the NBA and you're 92. All right, let's don't slice this turkey too thin. All right, but within reason and understandability, and we tend to put limits on ourselves, you are not running behind. It is not too late. Now is the time. You know why? Because Eckhart Tolle has reminded us so many, 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 many times. It's only now. The time is always now. The time is now. Back then, the time is now. In the future, the time will be now. When we get there, the time will be now. You are inimitable. You are so good that you cannot be duplicated. And this is your time. So what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? I don't want to get you all revved up like a car and, you know, leave your foot on the engine. I'm saying, seriously, what are you going to do with the time that you have today, knowing that what you do with today assures a brighter and happier future for yourself? It's a choice you get to make. Let me check in with the rest of you, because we're going to go meditate in about 11 minutes. So if you haven't gone to Complaint Free Meditation yet, go to complaintfreemeditation.com. Hillary Clifford says, good morning, friends. Jeanette Cordosa says, I will check it out. Good. Hillary yes. Meemaw says, morning. Good morning. All from Europe, says Olga. Olga is a wonderful artist. You should see some of her work. She's part of our Complaint Free Life group. Check that out, Complaint Free Life, if you're serious about wanting to give up complaining in your life. That's the place to do it. Paula Peter says, inimitable, impossible to duplicate. Stop comparing ourselves. That's another very good point. If we are impossible to duplicate, then we should not compare ourselves. I don't know how, you know how you get into these weird conversations and you're like, man, I don't know where I got there, how I got there. But I got into a conversation about people who everybody would have envied, everybody would have wanted to be, you know, but who ultimately killed themselves. George Eastman, the founder of Eastman Kodak. And so anyway, you just never know the burdens other people have. We look at other people and tend to think that they are more blessed and we are more cursed. Thaddeus Gloss said in The Lazy Man's Guide to Enlightenment, there ain't nobody here but us chickens. We're all going through stuff. There's Scott. Scott says, good morning, guys. On a bit late, but I'll rewatch. Sounds great. Han, the message on right timing is perfect timing, says Heather. Great. Great to hear it. Great message, says Michelle. Thank you all. I'm going to ring out on time this morning because I want to get everything ready so we can do our complaint-free meditation once again. Here is our setting for our meditation for today. So I hope you will join us. Check out complaintfreemeditation.com. We do it in a private Facebook group. So it's really easy. You literally are here in Facebook, and then in about 9 minutes, we go into a private group. So listen, everybody, have a great day. Enjoy today. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about Hamilton once again. And I don't know which one it is, but soon we're going to talk about dueling, of course. Enjoy today. Love you all. Take care. Listen to Hamilton. You will enjoy it.